Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, always good to see you.
Thank you, Pietra. Likewise. How are you doing?
Fine, and you?
Awesome, thank you.
We're talking about firearms.
Yes.
Yes, I trusty, like this subject.
Yeah, the trusty rusty 38
yes.
special. Yeah, so I mean, what I'd like to talk a bit about today is we've also once again chatted in the past about it,
yes.
is that if you are a firearm owner,
yeah.
You have a certain responsibility to make sure that you're competent with that firearm.
Yes.
Obviously, the whole process and all our firearm licensed firearm owners that are out there will understand the process that you've gone through to obtain your firearm.
Yes.
And some of our listeners out there are competition shooters. Some of them are instructors. Some of them are hunters. And they're all relatively well proficient with their firearms. However, a large portion of our listeners out there are people that have decided to get a firearm because of the situation in the country, and they've said, I need a firearm for self-defense.
Mm.
And 10 years ago, they went through the process of doing their competency and doing the course and getting their license, and they stood in front of the target and they fired their 25 rounds at the square piece of paper, which was 10 to 15 meters away, maybe a little bit further. And that was the last time that they used
yes,
that firearm.
Yeah. So they can't shoot anymore.
Well, yes. You know, it's like there's an old adage that says, you know, it's like riding a bicycle.
Yes.
It's if you've not ridden a bicycle for a good 20 odd years and you get back on that bicycle, you're very wobbly.
Yes,
on
of
that
course.
Bicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, yes, it's like riding a bicycle, but you have to practice on a regular basis.
That's true, yeah.
You need to go to your local shooting ranges. Mm. You need to go and practice and do exercises with that weapon. You need to do what is called dry fire exercises, where you, in a safe environment, you work with your firearm, you understand how it works, you understand how to load it, you understand how to fix malfunctions on that firearm.
Yes.
You need to be able to be competent with that weapon, because at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's a noise downstairs or in the room next door to you, and then you've got to fumble around to get your gun and then you don't know how it works and you can't remember how to load it and you don't even know if your weapon has got bullets in it.
Yes, yes, of course.
You are placing yourself and your family in more risk than what it is worth.
And don't leave your your firearm license on your table and leave your door open.
Yes.
We had a neighbor that the guy went into his house, took his purse. Luckily, we found both his firearm licenses.
Okay.
And we called him. He was so glad.
Yes, it is a process to get a duplicate license.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not completely difficult, but can be a little bit painful sometimes, depending on how busy the relevant police station is where you are in your area. But it's a administrative process by which you will go to the police station, inform them you need to get a duplicate of your license, and then go from there.
And then, of course, you have to have a safe for your firearm in your house.
That is correct. So it must be an SABS approved safe, and it does need to be bolted down. It must be, there are prescripts that need to be followed when you do your competency test and when you do your application for your license. All that information is available for you there.
Yes.
If you are uncertain about it, you can always contact a local firearm dealer, speak to a local police officer, your DFO, your designated firearms officer. They will be more than willing to come and assist you and show you exactly how it needs to be fitted.
Yeah.
We do find more and more whereby people have safes in their houses that are not fitted correctly.
Okay.
And when they are broken into, when they are not at home, and the safes are ripped out of the wall.
Okay.
So you need to make sure that that safe is securely fastened in that wall, especially if you're going to have firearms in there.
So then they take your safe with a firearm out the door.
That is correct, yeah.
Yes.
They rip it out.
What about these gas firearms that you buy?
Right, so there's a few different types that
yes.
we get.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you get what is called a gas pistol, which is like a BB gun pellet type action. And that works with a CO2 canister.
Okay.
And you have these small little BB pellets. They're either plastic or they are metal.
Okay.
All right. So what happens with that, the it has a magazine with your pellets in, and it works quite similar to a normal firearm, okay, except that it's shooting little pellet balls.
Yeah.
Okay? And then there is what we call a blank firearm.
Okay.
Which is not new on the market, but it's relatively new on the market.
Okay.
For both of these items, you are not required to have a license for them. Okay. There is a lot of debate within law enforcement and the legal fraternity with regards to the blank firearms. Okay. With regards to the ammunition that it uses.
Okay.
So it has all of the components for a normal round, except it does not have a projectile.
Yes. Okay.
So it'll have a primer, it'll have a casing, it has powder, but it doesn't have a projectile. The barrel on most of the, or on all the blank firearms are sealed.
Okay.
Okay. And there is a small little gas port that comes out. So what happens is when you pull the trigger, it works exactly like a normal firearm. A loud bang, the firearm will cycle, the next round will go in, and it works like that. So we are finding more and more instances where persons are in possession of these and are committing crimes.
Okay.
Okay. So under those circumstances, you can be charged for possession of a dangerous weapon. And if you're committing a crime with it, you can be charged in terms of possession of an unlicensed firearm. Okay. And armed robbery.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you can be charged for armed robbery with that weapon. Mm. If a person believes that firearm is real, okay, it doesn't matter if it's a toy or not, and they are defending themselves under those circumstances, doesn't matter that it's a toy firearm, that person defending themselves will be justified should you lose your life, provided that your attack on them was unlawful.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Captain.
So, yeah, so those gas, not the gas pistols, the blank firearms are starting to pose a real problem for us as law enforcement.
Mm.
If you do have them at home and you do have them for self-defense purposes, I don't know why you would have a blank firearm for self-defense purposes, but if you do, you need to understand that you have to actually treat it and work with it exactly the same as what you would with a real firearm.
Yes.
If you're carrying it in the public, it has to be concealed. Okay, it cannot just be pulled out and brandished at somebody when you have road rage.
Yeah.
All right, because there are consequences for that.
Yes. They rather don't buy that then.
Well, there's certain applications for which a person would use it.
I
can understand there is a thing for it. But once again, you have to be responsible with it.
Yes, of
exactly
course.
The same as the gas pistol. Remember that the gas pistol has a projectile that can shoot out.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you shoot somebody in the eye, and some of those, especially when you put a new CO2 canister into that gas pistol, the pressure that is coming out and the speed at which the pellet is flying at can very easily take out an eye.
And hurt someone very badly.
Yes.
Rather not.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.